You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. catch the wave on the NFI.
Right there, waiting on his child to come on home.
Jesus waiting.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave.
So those of you that's about to give up and throw in the towel, don't be weary. I come to encourage you. It's on the way. Your blessing. Even your miracles. It's on the way. Whatever you need. Whatever you ask for. Don't give up. It's on the way. But he shall strengthen my heart in the inside out. Even when my pillow get wet with tears, I'm gonna stand here and wait. Stand here and wait. Is there anybody here wanna wait? Anybody here wanna wait? Anybody here wanna wait? Let me remind you. Let me remind you. Oh, I walk through the valley of disappointment, of heartbroken, but I'm still gonna wait. I'm still gonna wait. She is in my hand. I got to wait. I got to wait. Let me tell y'all why. I gotta press. I gotta press. Just look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, it's on the way. Tell yourself, minister to yourself, it's on the way. Try to
tease from
your weeping
night,
but it's on the way. That new home.
Catch the wave on the NFL.
I stood on the banks of Jordan one day. banks of Jordan just to see.
Sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the
wave
on the beat.
All right, we're
going to
take a little trip back down memory lane. Let's see if they remember this.
Someday,
some happy day,
someday, my God's gonna separate the right from the wrong.
Yes,
someday, someday,
my God is gonna
move all over this land. Nobody but the righteous will be able to stand. My God is gonna separate the right from the wrong.
Coming,
but
the other, he's coming. For the trustee, he's coming. I know, he's coming. As a thief, he's coming. As a robber, what a big day.
I want to thank mercy brought me through. For Jesus, your great mercy brought me. I'm living this moment.
Thank you. cause I can't seem to see your way through. I'm the man who sits on high. He would do anything, anything, baby. He's the son of David. He's the seed of Abraham. And Omega, the beginning and the end. If you put your trust in the Lord, He'll be your best man.
So many things He brought me through. When I think about His goodness and how much He loved me, I count up every one of my blessings. That's the dearest thing to me. Oh, I sure do love. Oh, Lord, oh, how about about you. Then if not, you should seek him, and you'd love him too. If only we could love him half as much as he loves us. Praise God. Now we would serve him and every day we would put our trust and knowing, knowing just what a life in my God can afford. Without a doubt in my mind, oh, I tell you that I sure do. Oh, I really love the Lord. Oh, if only we could love Jesus half as much as he loves us. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? We would serve him. And every day we sure would put our trust. Oh, yes, we would. Oh, and knowing, knowing just what a good life in my God can afford. Without a doubt in my mind, oh, I tell you that I sure do. I really love the Lord. Oh, if only we could love him half as much as he loves us. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? We would serve him. We would serve him. We would serve him. We would serve him. And every day we would put our trust. Oh, yes, we would. And knowing, knowing just what a good life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, without a doubt in my mind, oh, I tell you that I sure do, 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 I really love the Lord.
piece of you.
You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
God is always good by my side. He has always been my guide. When my dreams walk away and turn their backs on me, feels good right by my side.
Let the sun shine through. me. He did it for me. He did it for me. He did it for me. I never will forget that day. I never will forget that day. After the Lord was baptized, you know what? He came up out of the water, went up to meet the devil, took time with the pole, was set up by Judah, brought up to Pilate, carried up to the cross, y'all don't hear me, carried up Calvary Hill, raised up on the cross, and then he got up in my life. I say he got up in my life. I say he got up in my life. You know what? He got all in my hand, and my hand of you. He got in my feet, and my feet did too. Has anybody asked me about it? If anybody here asked me about it, you know what I'll tell you. Yeah. I said, look at somebody right now and tell them, say, he did it for me. He did it for me.
Do things no more. Jesus. God bless you and welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Join us as this awesome woman of God come forth interceding and praying for you and the nation and those around the world. Join us right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Feel free to call in anytime at 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020 to listen in with your mobile phone. You can also join us on our website, nfiradio.com. And you can call in for private prayer on our 24-hour hotline. That number to call in is 984-733-3977. Again, our 24-hour hotline number for private prayer, 984-733-3977. And now, let's go live with this awesome prayer warrior interceding for you and the people around the world. Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining Power of Prayer Ministry on this Thursday. And what it says to me is you've made it. You made it through Lent. You made it through the services of celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And last week we did talk about the 40 days of fasting and praying, and I just want to read that a little bit because I come warning you and thanking God for you that you got it. We understood what it means to go through that season to encourage us and to allow us to examine ourselves and see where we are in this walk of faith. So remember last week we talked a little bit about it, but I want to iterate a little bit. It's in Matthew 4. We're going to do a few in Matthew 4. What happened to Jesus and what can happen to us? And what can happen to us if we don't know the word of God and how to come against the temptation of the enemy. So, and when he had fasted, listen, 40 days and 40 nights, he was rewarded, and afterwards he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Now, this indicates to me that Satan will come at us through our most vulnerable time. That's why, again, we go back to fasting and praying. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, listen what he did the second time. Then the devil take up him up on a holy city, set him on a high pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear him up. Let's remember that Satan knows the word, but he misquotes things, and he can make you think he knows enough when that enemy comes to your mind that he is so right that you would jump onto it without even thinking about it. But Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. But then listen this third time. The devil taketh up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. All these things, he said, I will give thee if thou shalt fall down and worship me. But then Jesus said unto him, get behind me, Satan. God and him alone shall I serve. And that is when the enemy left Jesus. That is when the enemy, and we need to note that. When did he leave Jesus? When Jesus spoke the word. Why? Because Jesus knew the word. If we don't know the word, if we don't be a student of the word, we won't know how to combat Satan. So you see, I want you to notice that Jesus had fasted for those 40 days. And I want you also to notice that the test came after his fasting. Now, some of us said we fast and we did for 40 days during Lent. But I want you to notice that a test is going to come, and it has already after my fast. The enemy will come in. But I thank God that I know the word of God. See, the victory in each aspect of the temptation is related to Jesus' use of scriptures, right? It is written. Because he first quoted the Deuteronomy 8:3, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, which means that he's warning us that Satan is going to come, but we need to know the word of God, because his source of strength was obedience to the Father's will, and that's where we want to be. We want to be so fast up and prayed up that we hear God's voice over Satan's voice. And see, because Satan could have come down. He could have said that, you know, a miracle could have bore his personal suffering. When such suffering was a part of God's purpose for him, he knew that he would not stop the process that God had started in him to save the whole world. And see, that third temptation in 4:8 takes a place on an exceeding high mountain that Satan would attempt to give the kingdom of the word to Jesus, the Messiah. How could he gonna give Jesus something he already had? And that's how the enemy trapped us up. So we have to be careful that we don't hear half of the word, that we know the full word, because Satan knows the word, and he definitely will try to trap us up. But guess what? Although some of us fast 40 days during Lent, be aware, after our fast, we will be tempted by the same enemy, Satan the Antichrist. I'm here this afternoon to encourage you, not to frighten you, but to encourage you to continue to fast and pray. Get clear directions from the Father, and that you will give the enemy no place that you will know when he is trying to tempt you. Read and study the word of God. Learn it so that when the enemy comes, you can defeat him with the words of Jesus Christ that said, it is finished. Because let me tell you, a lazy Christian is a defeated Christian. Let me say that again. A lazy Christian who does not study the word for themselves, who does not walk the word out, who does not lift Jesus up and be able to help other people to understand the word, they are a defeated Christian. They are saved, but they are going to lose a lot of benefit that you should have to continue this great walk here on earth. So we have been taught, as they say, that the devil belongs under our feet, right? And he does, but it takes spiritual warfare to keep him there. Someone may ask, Reverend Francis, what is spiritual warfare? Well, spiritual warfare is when a Christian is fighting against the work of Satan, just like Jesus. Like he attempted Jesus, he's going to come and try to tempt us in this new season that we're going in. Spiritual warfare is a Christian fighting against that. And it's based on biblical belief and evil spirits or demons that are said to intervene in human affairs. But Jesus defeated the devil and all the works on the cross, and however, that defeat must be enforced by the church corporately and us as individuals. So we thank God for what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary for us. We thank him because he was a perfect example of how we can overcome darkness, because we are fighting a battle surrounded by the enemy in this country now. It's not just here. It's worldwide. The warfare God wants his people to understand is the battle to put the devil where he already legally belongs, and that is under our feet. The devil knows where he belongs, but do we know? And all Christians should know he was already defeated by Jesus. And he is a defeated foe roaming around seeking whom he may devour. Don't let him deceive you in this season that we are embarking now. We as children of God have to learn to fight the good fight of faith with the word of God. It is written because a lazy Christian is a defeated Christian. Let us pray. Father God, we just praise you today. We just thank you, Father, that you are always giving us points where we can go further, we can grow stronger in you. Lord God, you always let us know that Satan is a defeated foe. Regardless of what we go through, we do know that we will be attacked, because Jesus already said that in this world we will have trouble, but he has overcome the world. Help us to listen to Jesus versus the enemy. And if we fill our hearts and our minds with the word of God, that will push the enemy out even more, Father God. We are so grateful, Heavenly Father, that the Lord Jesus Christ did for all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and made a show of them openly, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that we affirm that the word of God is true, and we choose to live today in the light of God's word. Father God, help us to be strong in you and the power of your might, for you have given unto us all things that we need that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of you, Father God. And we choose, Heavenly Father, to live in obedience to you and in the fellowship with you and others. Lord, we ask today that you open up our eyes and show us the areas of our lives that do not please you, Father God, because we want to please you, Father God, that we will be blessed and highly favored, Father God. You work in us, cleanse us from all grounds that will give Satan a foothold against us. Help us to hear your voice clearly, and that devil, we will not, Father. We do in every way, Father, stand into all that it means for us to be adopted, thanking you for adopting us into your family, that we, Father God, have the same benefits as your chosen ones, the Israelites. And we thank you, Father God. We don't take it for granted. And, Father, by faith and dependence upon you, we decide to put off the fleshly works of the old man and stand into the victory of the crucifixion where the Lord Jesus Christ provide cleansing from our old nature, Father God. We today come and say we will put on the new man, stand into all the victory of the resurrection, that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was not in vain, Father God, but it was a provision that Jesus made for us to live above sin. So, Father, according to Ephesians 4:1, Paul teaches us the fundamentals of living the Christian life. And he stresses that we are to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have called each one of us. And, Father, you have called us each individually and collectively to be that light in the world, Father. You said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you, Father God. So we don't need to strain, struggle, or complain because, Father God, Jesus did the hard work. We are to follow after him. We are to look at his pattern. We have to walk worthy of how Jesus walked here on earth. We put on that new man and we stand into all the victory of the resurrection, the provision Jesus has already made that we don't have to sin, Father God. Help us to continue to love one another. Help us to be able to pray for one another. Help us to be able to help each other. For Jesus spread himself wide, Father God, and he held his head and died for us to be a family, for us to come together as one. And so, Father, we do come together and we pray and we touch and agree for total healing because we know regardless of how much we read and study, the enemy is going to continue to come to destroy what God has already provided for us, and that is the word of God. He's going to have us to take it out of context. He's going to make people lazy where they don't read the word. He's going to do all he can to stop the word of God from going forth out of our mouth, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that if anyone now is going through anything sick in any part of their bodies, you said you sent your word to heal them and deliver them from all destruction, Father God. You said, Father God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. You didn't say that it will not come, but it won't prosper. Just as Jesus was tempted, Father God, we're going to be tempted too with sickness and with our children doing things that with anything in this world, on our jobs, even in the churches. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just humble ourselves under your mighty hand, and we trust your word, for your word is life to those that find it, and health to all our flesh, Father God. As we come together and lift up your name and we touch and agree, Father God, as we do, we have a group, Father God, of 12 or 13, that anything that happens, Father God, we call each other and we come together, Father God, and we pray for each other, Father. And we have seen some miraculous things happen among this group of women, Father God, that come together and lift up your name and intercede for those, Father God, who are going through. And I thank you for what you are doing. And that's what we are doing here on Power of Prayer. Come in, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Father God, given to me to come and pray and to encourage the saints that Jesus lives. He lives to the utmost. And I pray that now throughout this day and the rest of our life, Father, that you will strengthen and enlighten us in the word and you'll show us the way Satan is hindering and tempting, lying and distorting the truth in our lives and ask you to enable us to be that kind of person that will please you above everything else, Father God. Enable us to be aggressive in prayer and faith, Father God. Enable us to be aggressive mentally, Lord, that the enemy cannot get in our minds, Father God, to think about and practice your word will help us, Father, to continue, Father God, to grow stronger and stronger in you, Father God. We thank you that you covered us in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray that the blessed Holy Spirit will bring all the work of the crucifixion, all the work of the resurrection, all the work of the glorification, all the work of Pentecost into our lives today. And Father, we do surrender ourselves to you, and we refuse to be discouraged. We refuse to allow any attack on our bodies to take us out, because your word said we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Help us to speak what we want to happen. Help us to speak it into existence according to your word, Father God. We refuse again to be discouraged, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you are our only hope. You have proven your power by resurrecting Jesus Christ from the dead, Father. And we claim in every way this victory over all the satanic forces in our lives. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for thanksgiving, Father. We lift our children up to you, Father God. We will not forget our children, but when the enemy can't get us, then he tries to test us with hurting and destroying our children. We say he is a liar. But Lord, your word, the children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is our reward, Father God. So help us to take care of our children by pouring into them the word of God, regardless of how old they are, Father God. Let your power neutralize every negative message that has been sent into the lives of our children, Father God. God, you said train up a child in the way they should go. Once they old, they will not depart. And that training starts in our home, Father God. And even as they leave the home and go off to college and mingle with other people, Father, we continue to pray for our children, Father God. We pray for them day and night because the enemy comes in like a flood to destroy them. So, Father God, I thank you that they have had a foundation, Father God, that if the enemy get them off course, Father, because of the foundation that we have taught them while they were home in the house, that they have a foundation to come back to, Father. And we pray, Lord, that they will shake off the enemy's tricks and that they will remember your word, Father God. For your word is life. Your word is life. So we are thankful, Father God. We are so thankful, Father God, for what you are doing in our midst, even this day. Make get an opportunity, Father, to come on and to minister to each other. Lord, not just Thursday, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Father God. Powerful women, come on, encouraging each of us, Lord God, to continue on. Because the race is not to the swift, but to those who really concentrate on who we are in Christ Jesus. Lord God, you are our God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the lifter up of our head. You are our healer. You are everything that we need, Father God, to live in this fallen world. Because you knew that we were going to face situations. And it's through your word that you have provided for us, Lord. Help us not to neglect your word. Help us not to neglect your word. For your word is what's going to save us. Your word is what's going to deliver us, Father God. Even when we are sick, Father, in our bodies. Even when our children are sick. Even when we have loved ones going on to be with you. How you, Father God, will quicken our spirits and tell us, don't moan as if there is no hope. For our hope lies in you, Father God. And for that, I thank you that you said you will not leave us. What that means is you are always here. And all we have to do is call out to you, Father God. And you in sincerity, Lord, making sure that we don't just do it when we want something, but to do it consistently, Father, depending on you, calling upon your name. For you are our shepherd, you said, that we shall not want, but you promise us that surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, Lord God. So we thank you because you said in John 3:16 that you so loved the world that you have given your only begotten son, that whosoever believes in you will have eternal life. So we know where our future home will be, Father God, and that's with you. But along the way, Father God, along the way, before we get there, Father God, we want to have completed everything that you have called us to do here on earth, Father God. That you said if you be lifted up, oh, hallelujah, if you be lifted up, You'll draw all men unto you. We don't even have to do the hard thing. We don't have to draw. We just have to lift up your name, for your name is above every name. Your name is above every situation we will ever encounter, Father God. So help us to pay more attention to your word than the situations that come up in our lives. Help us to be still sometimes, as you tell me, Father God. When I'm going through something, Father God, and I'm praying, and you said, be still and see my salvation. And, Father, sometimes I want to just try to figure it out myself, but God said, be still, because I can't figure it out. And so, Father, you know everything. You know your children inside and out. You know what we're going to encounter, even when we don't. But you still tell us, Father, to be still and see your salvation. Help us to learn how to be still, Father God, and hear your small voice, Father God, leading and guiding us in the direction that we know not. So we just thank you. We praise you for who you are. I thank you for everyone, Lord God, who have called in. I thank you that you know each one of our needs. I thank you that you will meet our needs at the point, Father God, as where we are, Father God. Help us to grow in you. Help us, Lord God, to continue to not forsake ourselves from each other, but that we need each other. For you always said, for when two or two gather together in your name, that you are in the midst. So you call us to be together, Father God, not separated, because when we are separated, the enemy divides and conquers, Father God. But we need to cover ourselves continuously in the word. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we continue throughout this day, Father God, we have our ears open, our hearts to receive whatever it is. Someone on the street, Father God, may be going through, and you may say, go talk to that person. If we have studied your word, and if we know your word, and we know your voice, Father, we will be obedient, Father God, because we know your voice through the teaching of your word, through the reading of your word, through the hiding your word in our heart, Lord God. And so help us to be obedient, Father God, when you speak to us, not audible so we can see in our ears, but in our hearts, Lord God. So we will move quickly, Father God, that someone else, Father God, will be able to say, ask us, what must I do to be saved? Because they see Christ in us, the hope of glory. They see Christ in us, the hope of glory. So, Father, we pray that we represent you well while we are here on this earth. We pray, Father God, that your word will have free course in our lives. We pray, Father God, that we will give your word freely to others, that they would know this great God who sent his son Jesus to live on earth as a human, to experience what we have experienced, and be able to go to the cross and fulfill the purpose that you had him here on earth, and that is to die that we may live. So, Father, we just glorify your name. We thank you for all the things you're doing in our lives. It's not about these material things, Father God. Yes, you bless us with those, but it's not about those. Those things will get too small for us, or the car can be wrecked, or things will break down, but God, your word will always build us up, not break us down, that we will have eternal life even when these material things are gone. So help us to keep our focus, Father God, on the one who can give us the life after death that we are working towards even now. He said that we should work while it's night. That why it's day, for when night comes, nobody can work. So, Father, we glorify your name. We thank you again for this opportunity. I thank you for the man of God, Father God, who is over this whole prayer, power of prayer ministry, Father God, Pastor Thurlin Kearney. I thank you for the opportunity. I ask your blessings upon him, his family, and I ask God's blessing upon you all who have taken time to tune in. And I pray that I've said something that will encourage you to keep on keeping on. Even though you fast, know that the enemy's going to come like a flood, but God said he will lift up a standard against him if we stay in the word of God. So I ask that God will bless you all, bless your children, bless your home, bless your job, that you will be fruitful and multiply those who are contending to have children. I ask you to bless marriages, Father God, for the devil comes to destroy marriages, Father God. I ask, Lord, that you do cover our children because you have given them to us. You said they are a heritage of the Lord. And I bless, Father God, that you will bless all ministers that are standing in the pulpit, Father God, teaching the word of God, that we truly rightly divide your word, that other people, when they leave, they will take something with them to be able to live on the rest of that week or the rest of that day or the rest of the year. So we call this day blessed. We thank you again for coming on, and I'll see you next Thursday. Or I will meet with you here on this channel on next Thursday at 12:30 to 1 o'clock. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
opening doors, still making a way. God is still doing what God does.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you, yes, for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you, yes I do, because He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I tell God thank you because He will not change. We sometime in the course of a week, we change. We go from here to there and from there to there. But one thing that I know about our Heavenly Father and His Son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, they are the same each and every day, all during the day. And I tell God thank you. Yet when we call on Him, He is still the Holy God. If we miss calling on Him, guess what? He is still the Holy God. And I tell God, thank you. When we repent and we're godly sorry and go to Him, He is the God each and every day that will forgive us for all of our sins. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time, because it lets me know that I'm still amongst the living, and I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for watching over us as we slept on last night, and that you touched us this morning, and we rose in the name of Jesus from our sleep. And I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you didn't let the death angel come, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for holding back the hands of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that looked beyond our faults and saw what we needed. I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being the deliverer. I thank you for being the miracle worker. Everything that man needs you to be, you will be, God. And I tell you, thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you for keeping our children, God, and their children, and their children in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, we tell you thank you for all things. Father God, you are the God that sees and you knows all. And Father God, I ask you to move according to your will and your way, dear God. Oh, Father God, whatever is needed, if it be thy will, I ask you to provide, God. Oh, Father God, those things that need to be cast down, I ask that you cast them down in your Son Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you. Father God, I ask that you continue to heal, God. Continue to work miracles in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I lift up your ministries that are doing your will, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to continue to strengthen, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, add to according to your will and your way, God. Oh, Father God, touch our young people, God. Oh, Father God, thank you for the hedge that you have around them, God. Thank you for encamping your angels round about them. Say, God, in the day I see in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you, God, Father God, I thank you and I praise you. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, bless your leaders in the house of God. Oh, Father God, I bind up everything that Satan has sent out, God, and I return it unto them and it up, I say, in the name of Jesus. And I speak your Holy Ghost power over your ministries in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you for all things, dear God. Oh, Father God, I bless you, I praise you, and I glorify you just for being our God. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. I tell God thank you for all things. We can never ever thank him enough, because were it not for the Lord who loved each and every one of us, we wouldn't be here today. But he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son. And he came that we might have the right to eternal life. And I tell God thank you. We thank God for all that he is doing. And as men and women of God, we're supposed to be in prayer. So much going on. But I know a God that sees and knows all things. And in his season, he will do what he does best, be God. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for Sunday. We call it Easter, but I call it Resurrection Sunday. I thank God for Pastor Apostle Bishop Linwood Atkinson coming to bring the word for us on Sunday and allowing God to use him, Atkinson Temple Ministries. We thank God for you. We thank God for our sister church, True Way Apostolic Holiness Church, for them coming to worship with us. All the other churches that came, we tell God thank you for coming to worship with us as we gave God glory. I thank God for his Son Jesus, because when his disciple approached him and said, your mother and your brother, and Jesus asked him who was his family, and Jesus said, our family are they that do the will of the Father. And I thank God for those that do the will of our Father. Don't have to be blood kin, but in the Spirit of God, yes, we are, and I tell God thank you. But again, I want to say thank you to each of every one of you who came out to worship with us. And we invite you to come and worship with Christian Life. We have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And we invite you to come out and go into the Sunday school lesson with us. So worship with us as we go into morning service. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. On third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. When you finish praying, if you so desire, you can leave or you can stay. But we thank God for the times, the opportunities to come together and do what he say to do. And on the first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin joins us, and we invite you to come and worship with us through the radio program at 9:30 and support the man of God and support the word of God. But we thank God for all things. I tell God thank you because he let us know that we can never, ever thank him enough. Do you know, even through the trials and our tests, we got to tell God thank you for all things. I bless the name of the Lord, for he is God. There's no other like him. And he tell us in his word, we can't serve two masters. We can't serve Satan the days that we don't go to church and the days that we go to the house of God. Serve God. We have to serve him each and every day of our life. And I tell God thank you. He also tells us in his word that for I who have called you is holy. He didn't say be good. He said, for I who have called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. I got it now. And I tell God thank you because he let us know in his word that if we lack wisdom, all we got to do is ask him. And he will give us his wisdom and his knowledge. And I tell God thank you for all things as we come back on today. Still talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Not fruits. Fruit with an S, but we're just talking about the F-R-U-I-T. And let's look at it on an everyday level. You ever made a fruit basket? And in that basket, or in that bowl, you put apples, you might have put oranges, you might have put tangerines, you might have put grapes, you might have put scuffalons, and they were all different. And you find that as different ones go to the fruit bowl or the fruit basket, it might be certain pieces of fruit that they got out more than they did the others. There were some pieces of fruit that they didn't even eat. But I tell God thank you for his word, where he talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And we've already let you know that you can't have one piece without having the other. And I tell God thank you. When we look at the fruit of the Spirit, this is what's produced in men and women who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And when you accept him as your Lord and Savior and you believe in him and you trust him, then the Holy Ghost of God will come in your life. And I tell God thank you. When we have the fruit of the Spirit, sin no longer resides in our bodies. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus coming and going on the cross to us so that we can be redeemed back to our Father. And as we look at the fruit of the Spirit, there are 9 different pieces. As I just told you, we might do a fruit basket and sit it on the table. And there are those that will come and eat the red apple. Some might eat the yellow apple. Some might eat the green apple. Some might not like apples, but they want the orange and the tangerine. I gotta tell you, thank you. There might be those that just want some grapes, but I want to let you know that when you are a son of the true and living God, you have the fruit of the Spirit. God, I thank you. And there's 9 pieces. God, I tell you, thank you. You can't have one without having the other. Because it didn't say fruits of the Spirit. It said fruit would let me know that it's all one. And I tell God, thank you. We've already talked about love. I thank God for love. Because when we love and love the way that God loves, it don't matter who it is. The word of God tells us we got to love our enemies. Then we talked about joy. I thank God for his joy. When we have joy, we have love. We have the grace and blessings that God promised us. And I tell God thank you for his joy. Ever been going through some trials and some tests, but as you went through, you found that you still had his joy, and that you were still happy. And I tell God thank you. When you are a true son of God and your Holy Ghost filled, you believe that God sent his son Jesus. Yes, you have the fruit of the Spirit, and I tell God thank you. If you're walking in sin, I keep telling you, it ain't no big sin. It ain't no little sin.
Sin is sin and righteousness is righteousness. But when you are a true son of God and you have the Holy Ghost residing on the inside and you believe in Jesus Christ, yes, Lord, you will have the fruit of the Spirit. When we were last together, we were talking about that third piece. And that third piece is peace, P-E-A-C-E. And I tell God, thank you for his peace. And as we have the peace of God, we have a heart for him. And I tell God, thank you. Our mind is stayed on him. No, I'm not so heavenly bound that I'm no earthly good. But to have the peace of God is truly a blessing. I tell God, thank you. When we have the peace of God, that's the only way we can have it, is to have it through the works of the Holy Spirit. We can't buy peace. We can't charge peace. But when we have God residing in our life and his son Jesus, we have his peace. I thank God for his son Jesus coming. And when we looked at Isaiah 9 and 6, it said that he was the Prince of Peace. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. When we have the peace of God, we have his love. We have his joy. We have the other pieces and they all make one. When we have the peace of God, if we look at Romans 5, verse 1, I tell God, thank you. And the word of God says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell God, thank you. When we've been justified by faith, the footnote said justification through faith brings the believer various results. It brings us peace with God. Yes, it does. It brings us grace. It brings us hope. It brings us assurance. Yes, it does. It brings tribulation. Yeah, it does. Because, see, if everything was good and we never had to go through any trials and tests, we might not be as faithful as we are. We might wouldn't trust God the way that we should. But when tribulation comes and we call on the name of Jesus, I tell God, thank you. His peace will come in the midst. And I tell God, thank you, because when we have his peace, it's that peace that surpasses all understanding. I tell God, thank you. Might be going through a lot. Bills might be due. Might not have this or have that. But when you have the peace of God, you're going to trust him with your whole heart. And I tell God, thank you. When we have his peace, we have the love of God. When we have his peace, we have the Holy Spirit. When we have his peace, we have salvation from wrath. And I tell God, thank you. When we have the peace of God, we've been reconciled back to him. And I tell God, thank you. When we have God's peace, it's that peace that transcends all earthly matters. I tell God, thank you. When we have the peace of God, it goes further and beyond that of salvation. Yes, God, what you talking about, Gladys? We have a sweet relationship with the Father. I tell God, thank you, that when we are called to his presence, I tell the God, thank you, we can go to him in confidence. Yes, see, the word of God tells us to put not our trust in man. But I got an understanding that when I go to my Heavenly Father, I can trust him. See, he already knows why we are coming to him. He already knows what he is going to do for us. I tell God, thank you, that when we go to him, And we have his peace, that peace that man can't give us. I tell God thank you for him being my best friend. And I thank God for the ones that he put in our lives. Yes, I do. But when we go before him, look at Hebrews 4:16. It tells us, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. One thing that I know, I can go to God. And he might not do it the way that I want him to do it, but I tell him, not my will, but thy will be done. And when God's will is done, it'll be perfect. Can't nothing or nobody come against it. And when we have him as a friend, and I don't take it lightly that he is a friend, I still honor him. I still give him glory. But I know that he loves me unconditionally. His word said that he no longer call us servants, but call us friend. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus loving us so much that he called us friend. I tell God thank you. If we look at John 15:15, it said, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. He didn't keep it a secret. See, we have some earthly friends, and they will keep things a secret and won't tell us. Why? A lot of times it's because they are ashamed. Sometimes it might be because they don't have confidence in us. But I tell God, thank you, that when we have the fruit of the Spirit residing on the inside, and that is the Holy Ghost of God residing on the inside, then God with his sweet self through his son Jesus will make known to us all that the Father have let him know. And I tell God, thank you, that he no longer call us servant, but he call us friend. But see, I am one that come to do a work for God. And I tell God, thank you, because as we do a work for him, I don't step out ahead of him. I stand on the word of God. I do what his word say to do, because I don't have to have no kudos, because the word of God let us know those things that we do in secret, he will reward us openly. And I tell God, thank you, to be a friend of Jesus. He also tells us to have a steadfast mind. When our mind is steadfast and it ain't going here and there, and we're keeping our focus on Jesus, even in the midst of trials and tests, do you know you have to keep your focus on God in order to have his peace? If you don't keep your focus, you're going to find that your mind might go here. You're going to find that your heart might go there. You're going to find that you can't concentrate. You ever been in prayer, and because you allow your mind to go over there and look ahead, you stop praying and you become worried? And then we have to turn around and repent. That we allow something else to come and get in the midst of our going to our Heavenly Father. That's why it's always good to have a steadfast mind. What I mean by steadfast is keeping your mind focused on Jesus. And I tell you, God, thank you. See, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can come and get your attention and break down your trust in God, you don't have a steadfast mind. But when you keep your mind on Jesus, I tell God, thank you, we'll have his perfect peace. I tell y'all, God, thank you that when we trust God and do what he say to do, I tell y'all, God, thank you. When we have the peace of God, I want to let you know that his peace transcends all earthly matters. Yes, it does. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus and how he came for each of us. If we look at the word of God and we give that word, we apply that word to our life. We look at Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I tell God thank you for his peace. Because when we have his peace that passes all understanding, you might be feeling like, I should be down in the valley, but babies, let me tell you who's in the valley with you. When we get low sometimes, God is still there, Jesus is there, and the Holy Ghost is there. You might feel like you should be crying, but you're rejoicing and glorifying God for all that he is doing. When we have the peace of God, I tell God, thank you, that as a believer, we don't fear and we don't worry. I tell God, thank you. When we have that peace, which passes all understanding, it lets me know, and it should let you know, that when there's anxiety, guess what? You're going to have divine peace. Not your peace, but God's peace. When you have his peace, you're going to find that you don't lean to your own understanding, but you lean on him and you trust him. That's why, baby, do you see why it's important to be born again, to be born of God, and the Holy Ghost of God residing on the inside? Because as the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, I tell God, thank you, he keeps us. And as the Holy Spirit of God is residing on the inside of us, we don't have to worry about sin. Or do we? If we don't keep our focus on God, and the Holy Spirit is the one that's leading and guiding us, and we're going to God, then we can rebuke Satan and all his sin and allow the Holy Spirit to do what he does best. It said the spirit-filled Christian has a peace that is abundant, and it is available in every situation. I tell God, thank you. And if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit of God, you don't have his peace. And how do you know? Because when you start doubting, when you quit trusting, you don't have the peace of God. But I thank God for his peace that surpasses all understanding. You're going to find that as you have the fruit of the Spirit, you're going to have to deal with some long-suffering too. God's willing, when we come back, we're still going to be talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Because, see, you got to have all nine pieces. You can't have eight. You got to have the fruit, all of it. We tell God, thank you. Because as you have the fruit of the Spirit, you know that you believe and you trust in God.
when you have the fruit of the Spirit. We ain't talking about that bowl or basket of fruit that sit on the table, on the counter, where you can go in and get a grape if you want it. And might go back and get a tangerine. Nope. But this fruit all works together. That's why it's called the fruit of the Spirit, because it comes from the Holy Ghost of God. God bless you. God bless you. Continue to serve God. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music, it is this.
The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Gospel Network. The number one station in the world.
rest of my life at home shall I be afraid, and that's why I pray them for His amazing grace. I'll take time out every day and sing, worthy is He, hallelujah. Think about it sometime. He's worthy.
It's the last song of the night, and we out of here. Let me tell you something. peace tonight. Yeah. At one time in my life I went from joy to pain. At another time, y'all help me say, I went from
sunshine to rain.
But how many of y'all can remember reading over in Matthew and you read? You know he's able to hear the lanes and lift your voice one more time and say, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And you know that God will do it. Say, yeah,
yeah.
We thank God for you and all that he's doing in your life.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Brother, y'all do me a favor. Talk to him.
Have you got any river? That you see? Uncrossable? Have you? God,
specializing in things that you think are impossible. He can do. Listen to me, Christian. Ask yourself the question. Have you ever been on your bed of affliction? And the doctor had done all he could do. Oh, wonder if I got a witness today. Trouble in your home. Might have confusion all around. That seems like a mountain. Have you? Thank you, Jesus. Any mountains? Woo-hoo. You've been struggling by yourself. But you can't seem to tunnel through. Then don't keep struggling all alone. Reach out and know that God specializes in things. Hallelujah. That we think impossible. What I like about it, he can do.
23 minutes after the hour. To God be the glory for the things he's done, and God bless all of you, and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are so glad that you're aboard on a wonderful day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in him and praise his holy name. Oh, what a great time we're going to have. Oh, my. All the way up to 11 a.m. this morning, and we're going to be here to 8 o'clock right here. You can join us 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m.